Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. Because I have to be honest with you, there are a few questionable companies out there who charge exorbitant fees for you to get a few bob back from revenue, but not Irish Tax Rebates. So let me tell you how this works. You go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their application form, and then it takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. Now, they've a dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years experience. And based on a study that they did recently, they have found that the average person, in other words, if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. Now, that's not to be sneezed at. €1,092 gets you a nice little holiday. A number of our listeners have been in touch with us over the last week or two to say that they took our advice and they investigated Irish Tax Rebates. Here's just one.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I listen to your podcast every single day and I heard you're their sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. So I decided to give it a go because I haven't claimed tax back and I applied 10 days ago and this morning I got my refund of €2,100, which was a big surprise. It says, Happy Christmas to me.
Isn't that lovely? €2,100. You can find out more by visiting irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you're due a tax rebate. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Emma is a lady who got in contact with us in the last 24 hours because she's annoyed. Have a listen to this. Don't say my name, but I just wanted to tell you about what has happened to me today because one of my effing asshole neighbours, where we live in Talla, decided to stick their horrible noses into my business. Two guards knocked on my door earlier and told me that there is a report in about myself and my husband smacking our children. The guard actually used the word assault. Can you believe that? From what they were saying, I know 100% that it was my neighbour who reported us. Imagine being that nosy. It's not like we are battering them. We hit them a smack just like I got when I was a kid and my husband got, and it never did us any harm. There's going to be a lot of trouble in Talla today, I can tell you, with the nosiness of some people. Nosy, smelly, need to butt out. What we do with our kids is our business, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with hitting your child a slap if they misbehave. End of. People need to butt out. I'm fuming. And that is from a lady called, we're calling her Emma, and I'm going to be talking in a moment to her partner, who we're calling Nigel. We've changed both of their names, and in fact, we've concealed Nigel's identity as well, because this is... this is on a knife edge, this whole situation. So they're claiming that it was a neighbour who contacted the Gardaí. The Gardaí knocked at the door. We believe you're after smacking your children. And as you will hear from Nigel in a couple of minutes, he's to go to the Garda station. He's made an appointment to go down on Friday.
So they're fuming. So child abusers get caught abusing and then fume. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, as you'll hear when I speak to Nigel in a moment, he is going to tell us that his little young fella, his nine-year-old young fella, was being a little brat and he got a smack. But he actually got a boot up the arse.
I don't agree with hitting kids. No. No, you're bigger than them. You're stronger than them. You've got the advantage over them. No, I think that neighbour should be given a medal.
A medal?
Somebody award that neighbour.
Oh,
yeah.
For sticking their nose in.
And for not ignoring child abuse.
Is that what it is? Child abuse. I mean, well, as you will hear from Nigel in a moment, he believes part of the problem with discipline of children in 2024 Ireland is that there is no punishment. There is no discipline of young children now. And as a result, they're literally running riot.
I'm sorry, but there was corporal punishment years ago. Actually, there's tonight on RTE, there's actually a documentary mm-hmm. about corporal punishment.
Correct.
And the effects and the violence and the abuse. Corporal punishment was used. Is that what he wants to see happening again?
No, but he believes as a parent, it is his right to discipline his child in any way he sees fit.
No, look, if this woman or man or neighbour or whatever, whoever it is, reported this family, then it's obviously an issue. It's obviously not as simple as a little tap on the wrist. It's obviously something they're concerned about.
But a tap on the wrist is a slap as well.
Nobody calls the guards for that. Nobody calls the guards for that. And I actually, and sorry, he lifted, did you say he lifted his foot to the child?
You'll hear now in a second when he speaks to him.
You wouldn't do that to a dog. And it's not all even about hurting the child. It's about like, have a bit of respect for your kid, kicking them. Like what, they're like a football.
Okay, the question that we're asking is, and this is the question that Nigel is asking, do parents or should parents have a right to slap their children as a form of discipline? That's the question.
It's illegal.
No, I know it is. I know it is. Became illegal back in 2015.
It was a great, greatest move ever made by the
Irish government.
It's
nearly 10 years since that law was brought in. But a lot of people still smack their children. I only saw it in a supermarket the other day. Child was being a little brat and he got a wallop across the arse from his mammy and that was the end of that. He stopped.
But you're physically...
This child was being a little shit.
To be respected, you shouldn't make someone fear you. If you have to make someone fear you for
nothing
them to respect
this mother
you,
said
not
to this child. This is just an example I saw recently. Nothing this mother said to this child was getting through. He was just ignoring her. He was nearly telling her to fuck off. And she grabbed him and she walloped him on the arse, shoved him into the trolley, and that was the end of that.
Can you imagine what she's probably doing to the child at home?
But he was being
there's
a little brat.
There's ways of doing it.
What, put him into the bowl corner in the supermarket?
No, but there are other ways. Take away something he loves. Take away a toy he loves. You're not getting it.
He's in a supermarket.
But say, listen, you remember how you behaved? Now this is what's happening. You don't hurt another child, and especially a person who doesn't have the same power as you.
Okay, now a lot of people are arguing that, and in fact, somebody on Facebook there a moment ago said, a slap is not child abuse. I'm sorry, but it's not. That it's just not child abuse. It is discipline.
Assaulting a child is abuse. Assaulting a child is abuse. And if it was a case that this mother, you know, maybe out of fear, if the child gave her fire, someone tapped his hand to kind of be like, what are you doing? Like a little tap on the hand, whatever about that. But for someone to go to the guards, I'd imagine that it was probably, well, you said it yourself, he kicked him up the arse.
You'll hear in a second. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085 825 2626. We'd love to get you involved in this conversation. And I'm going to bring in Nigel. Now, we were to talk to Emma, who's the lady who sent us the message. So we were originally meant to be talking to Emma. And then she was too upset and too angry to talk to us. So Nigel, her partner, agreed to talk to us on condition that we change his name. His name isn't actually Nigel, nor is her name actually Emma, and we have disguised his voice. But I began by asking him to explain to us exactly what happened here.
Right. Short and sweet, Adrian, right? My young fella, he's 9, and I've raised him well. He's a good young fella, but I heard him calling another one of the young fellas a word that we don't use in this house. And he said to him, You're a fucking C-U-N, see you next Tuesday. And with that, I went outside and I grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and hauled him into the house. And I was trying to smack him on the arse, but kind of arching his back. So on his way in the front door, as I got, I gave him a boot up the hole, right? And that was it. Now, a few hours later, I can't believe this, right? And guards knocking on my door, Adrian, saying that there was a complaint made and that I I've been accused of assault, Adrian, assault on my child. And I'm fucking furious. And I have to hold her back because she knows who did it and she knows who said it. And Adrian, I swear to Christ, I don't know, I have to go into the Garda station now on Friday to talk this through because they're getting statements and all of this shit. And I can't quite believe what is happening here. It's unreal.
So tell me about your discipline of your child or your children and the way in which you discipline your children. Would you smack them often?
Only when I need to. If they step out of line, Adrian, I'll smack them. Yeah, and I've done that their whole lives. Now, I don't want my children to fear me. I want them to fear the consequences of their actions. That's the way I was raised. My father, now, I've never taken out a belt, but my dad took out the belts to us when we were young fellas. And he's still around, thank God. And I love and respect that man. I love and respect him, Adrian. And I got the belt from him. Do you know what I mean? The problem now is if you look at this generation now, they're all fucking snowflakes. And the reason being is this newfangled parenting thing that's happening where they're getting down to their level and they're talking about their feelings and all of this shite. And we're seeing the result of it. We're seeing the result of this snowflake generation. I have absolutely no qualms about hitting my kids. I don't want to do it. It hurts me more than it hurts them, trust me. But it has to be done. I want them raised properly. And if I see my young fella doing anything outside that's in any way horrible, to use that word, I don't use that word myself, Adrian. I'll use it once. And if I see her, and we know who it is, it's a neighbour of ours who moans about fucking everything, like everything. She was moaning recently about the fireworks, a Halloween of all things, moaning about fireworks. She moans about the ice cream van coming around so late at night. She moans about one of the lads I work with in the council. He sometimes brings his truck home because we work late and he'll just leave the car in the offices there and he'll bring the truck home. And she fucking complains about that. She complains about everything. And this is the latest thing now. When I saw her was out the window after this all happened, I saw her talking, gossiping with another couple of neighbours and pointing towards our house. So I know who it fucking is. And it's not me she's to worry about, it's my wife. Because she's absolutely fuming, Adrian. And I don't know what's going to happen now. Am I going to be arrested by the guards, charged with assaulting my children? Am I going to be deemed a child abuser? Is this what's coming down the road? It's a fucking joke, and I'm fuming.
10 years ago, well, nearly 10 years ago, smacking children was made illegal here in Ireland, back in 2015. Now, you broke the law.
Adrian, I broke the law, and many other parents are breaking the law across the country. Now, listen, I don't abuse me kids. There's a difference between smacking a child and abusing a child, and that people need to see the difference there, because I'm scared now. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll go in on Friday and I'll chat to them. But what am I going to end up in Mountjoy with actual fucking criminals? And then they'll probably get wind of the fact that I'm some sort of child abuser. And what happens to me then? I could be fucking dead because of all of this.
Do you believe that you have a right to smack your children even though it is against the law?
Yes, I do. That's the way I was raised. That's the way my children will be raised. And that's the way I hope that they raise their own kids. Because I tell you, I was only down with my father a couple of weeks ago with the kids, and he dotes on them. The three grandkids he's got, he dotes on them, Adrian. But he leaves the parenting to me. He knows when to step aside. And if I don't discipline them the way he disciplined, he might just have a word in the ear and say, Jesus, you let him away with murder there or something, you know? I don't see any harm in smacking a child. If they do something bad, now, Adrian, don't get me wrong, I don't do this all the time. It takes a lot for me to give them a smack. But he got a wallop, or at least I tried to hit him when I was missing him, so he got to kick up the hole when he was going in the door. And this is assault now. I can't believe it.
People listening right now will think you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You shouldn't be hitting your children. You shouldn't be kicking your children. And the law is right and you are wrong.
People need to mind their own fucking business, Adrian. That's what people need to do. Wind their bleeding necks in. I'll raise my children the way I want to raise my children. I don't care what you say, what any of the listeners say, or especially that fucking nitwit down the road there, the nosy old bitch that has made the complaint. She can mind her own fucking business. It's no wonder I've been left there. She's just an unhappy bitch that wants to ruin everyone's lives. That's what that is. I'm serious, Adrian. I'm holding myself back here. Like, part of me wants to go in there. If I'm charged with anything now, I'm going to add to my assault charge if that happens. If I lose my kids because of that bitch, there's going to be fucking hell to pay. And I know she listens to this podcast, and I hope she's listening now. She knows who she is. I swear to Christ.
Unbelievable reaction to Nigel and everything that he had to say. And the reaction ranges from, we're raring a generation of snowflakes. It's all about feelings, and then other people calling him a baby beater, saying he should be prosecuted, saying he is a criminal. And Katie, you agree with all of that? He's a baby beater. He should be prosecuted. He's an actual criminal.
Listen, he was very. I didn't use the word baby beater. I don't know where the word baby beater came from.
That was on Facebook.
Okay, he's. It sounded to me he's aggressive, first of all, in his language, so I don't doubt
for a
second.
No, he's pissed off that a neighbour stuck their nose in.
He's aggressive. I think he's aggressive. I think he has a tone that...
Yeah, we'd all feel that way if somebody, if a neighbour rattled on us about something.
All he seems to give a shit about is, am I going to get in trouble? Am I going to get in trouble? Maybe don't physically assault your child. And it might be only a boot up the hole,
Hang on, Katie. His child was out the front of the house, and he called another young fella an F and see you next Tuesday.
Where
now,
is he
that's
hearing
not
it?
Acceptable.
Where is he hearing it? I bet my bottom dollar he hears that from dad.
No, he probably hears it in school or whatever.
He hears it from his dad.
Regardless, you heard what dad said. It's a word we don't use in this house.
As he F's and blinds everybody and everything around him.
He's pissed off.
Do you believe that? Yeah, I know he's pissed off, but if it sounds like he's more
his
pissed
argument
off than
is
he's been caught.
That because there is no discipline of children now, they're little tearaways. They are totally uncontrollable.
30 years ago when there was discipline, there were still little tearaways.
Not as many as there are now. Kids have no respect anymore.
Don't give me that. Don't give me that.
By the way, I'm not in any way condoning hitting. I'm just trying to rationalise his argument. And his argument is that there is no discipline in homes now. Kids are ruling the roost.
His argument, if he said, you know, I got angry, I lifted my foot, I shouldn't have, that's different. If it's him turning around saying, I'll smack him if and when I need to. You know, it sounds to me like...
You heard what he said. It's not like he's malicious. He said, it hurts me more than it hurts them. In other words, he doesn't like doing this. He's not comfortable doing it. He does it out of necessity.
I think there's other ways of doing things.
But sit a 9-year-old on the bowl step.
He does it out of necessity. That's like an abuser says to his wife, or a wife says to her husband after she batters her, I'm sorry you made me do it. It's like when they say, I'm sorry you made me do it. You just made me so angry.
Okay, one of the comments that just came in saying, Nigel does have a point. Look at all the antisocial youths who cause trouble who have no fear. Literally, have no fear. They've no fear of their parents. They've no fear of their teachers. They've no fear of Gardaí. They just have no fear at all. They don't give a shit anymore.
I'm talking about kids, young kids. I'm not talking about, you know, scumbag thugs who are causing trouble. They deserve a fucking hiding. All right, I'm talking about kids who are misbehaving, young kids. I'm not talking about people who are.
But this 9-year-old is calling people an F and see you next Tuesday.
And that's wrong. That is wrong. But
what do you do with a 9-year-old? Tut, tut, tut. Sit on that stair now for an hour.
I think, you know, you're trying to teach your child not to do certain things while you're doing them yourself. I think if it's different when they're teenagers and they're older and they know better and, you know...
All right, if you'd like to get involved in this conversation, our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number, 085-825-2626. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Well, is it okay for a parent to slap their child?
No.
No,
no, it's not. No.
Why?
I would have done exactly the same as what that neighbour would have done.
What, you would have rang the guards?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Because you're teaching your child physical violence.
So if you saw this father grab his young fella, I'm just using his description, grab his young fella by the scruff of the neck, and then when he went to slap him on the arse, the young fella arched his back, so daddy gave him a boot up the hole. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly his words, a boot up the hole for being a little brat. Now, if you witnessed a parent doing exactly that, you would call the Gardaí too?
Yeah.
Is it any of your business?
No, but at the end of the day, the child shouldn't be booted up the hole.
I just think that's really, it's really demeaning for the child. Whatever about a slap, show me your hand. Whatever about slapping the hand like that, just as a little
kind of,
I know, but whatever about that.
But then what's the point?
I'm talking about physically hurting.
Sorry, Casey, a little tap like that would do nothing.
It might be enough to, I don't know, maybe just be like, oh God, whatever. But physically hurting, inflicting pain, that's not okay. A boot up the hole. It's very demeaning. If you wouldn't do it to another adult, why would you do it to a child?
Oh, I do feel like doing it to another adult.
I would do it with my kids messing. Like, if I'm mess playing with them and he's running away from me, I'd be like, come here. But I'd never, ever, ever do it out of anger. I'd never do it out of, you know, temper or rage.
Okay,
or
what about
like that.
What about the argument, Anya, that ever since we got rid of parents' ability to smack their children, making it illegal, that kids are just literally uncontrollable, unruly, bad mannered, and it's all because discipline is gone.
The reason why the kids are so unmannered and all of what you said, Adrian, is because again, physical violence is not the answer.
So what is the answer? The bold step for a 9-year-old calling a neighbour an F and see you next Tuesday?
There's other ways of discipline. There's millions of other ways of discipline, and physical discipline is not the answer.
By the way, all these little thugs we talk about, the likes of the little scumbags hanging around shouting at old people and, you know, causing trouble and intimidating people and, you know, these are all little scumbags who are brought up in houses with little scumbags. These don't come from houses where they weren't given a smack, by the way. These people tend to come from lower class houses with lower class scummy ratty parents. And it's just that simple. They don't come from the houses where parents try to get down at eye level and talk. I'm not saying getting down at eye level and talking is the answer. There are other ways. Yeah. But we're all saying kids that don't have respect nowadays because parents don't parent, not because they don't smack.
Yeah, right there, Katie.
Is it not a bit of both? That there is no discipline anymore. Ever since parents lost the ability to smack their children, there is no discipline. Kids, when they reach a certain age, just don't give a shit about anybody. They fear nobody. They fear nothing.
Okay, so you go out to the roughest parts of Dublin over the next week, over Halloween, right? And I guarantee you see all the little scrotes who are causing trouble. They are not coming from houses where they weren't smacked. They're coming from houses where mammy and daddy don't give a shit. You can't equate not smacking to not having respect.
Okay, so Anya, if you witnessed your neighbour slapping their child, you would call the guards as well?
Yeah.
Stay there for a moment. Let me go to Karina. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Karina.
Hi, good day, Mark Tosham.
What did you want to say on this?
Well, I want to say I have kids ranging in the age from 26 to 13.
Okay.
Four of them. my eldest child, I was only 21, and I did smack him, and I regretted it.
Why?
Because
firstly, let me find out why you smacked him.
He ran out into a road.
Okay. And you, your reaction was to give him a smack so that he wouldn't do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but you regret it. Why?
Well, because I remember two occasions when I was younger that I was smacked. Now, it wasn't a regular occurrence. My mum died when I was 8, but I remember her smacking me when I was about 6 or 7. And I remember to this day the bike I was on and the coat I was wearing. And I remember her smacking me. I also remember my father smacking me several years later. And I actually took the wooden spoon off him and I broke the wooden spoon on his leg. And I told him, "You'll never hit me again." And I did do it to my eldest son, who's now 26. And I seen that look on his face. That I remember the feeling, especially with my mother, the bewilderment of why, and I seen it in my son's face. I'm supposed to protect my kids and be their protectors.
What about the arguments that a number of people are making here? And that is that we are raising a generation of absolute snowflakes now.
I think Leslie there on Facebook put it perfectly. Leslie said, where's her comment now? If I had a genuine concern, I would intervene. If it was an isolated incident, I would have minded my own business. I think that's probably what, like, as in, if it was a small little thing. But if it's an ongoing thing where it's constantly a child being hurt and assaulted by the parents, because that's what it is, then I think that you have a duty as an adult who knows what's going on. I think you have a duty.
Every person in Ireland has a legal duty if they suspect abuse on a child. Okay,
so do you consider, Karina, smacking a child or giving them a kick up the arse or whatever the case may be, do you consider that child abuse?
Yes, I do.
Even though you admit yourself you were guilty of doing it when your child was younger?
Yeah, I was 21 at the time. Well, I gave birth to him when I was 21.
Was it immaturity? Was it a lack of education? Or was it all of the above?
I knew no better. That's the way I was brought up. I knew no better, but I had three other kids that I never hit. And do you know what? You probably gathered from my accent, I'm from Donegal, and my greatest trick with my kids was I would speak Gaelic to them, and they knew the change in the tone of the voice. I would tell them, "Na Jan Shin," or "Go see Chase," and that would just calm down 2 seconds so I could get down to their level and then talk to them, right, why have you done this? And explain to them why you shouldn't do this.
Now, on the flip side,
sounds like such snowflake parenting.
It is weak. That is weak on its own. On its own, it's weak because kids, by their very nature, it's in one ear and out the other. So I'm not saying I wouldn't be all for that either. But I think there's a lot to be said in taking their favourite toy away from them.
I've taken it away. I've never done the naughty step, but I've taken away, or when they're older, you grind them. Well, you're not going to that distance.
But, Karina, does that work?
Well, I have 4 kids, and you ask anybody, they're well-behaved kids.
All right, well, that's something. Okay, so you believe it is down to immaturity or a lack of education or whatever if parents are smacking their children?
Yeah, I do. I learned my lesson. I seen that look in my son's eye. I remember it like I'm nearly 50, and I remember what clothes I was wearing that day that my mother hit me.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to say the guilt would get me if I lost it like that. No, I'm not talking about lost it like you, but I'm saying in general, if I lost and ended up physically inflicting pain on one of my kids intending to do so, I would find that very hard to forget. I'd find that very hard to get over.
Now, my mother only smacked me with a wooden spoon, which everybody in the 80s probably did get smacked with, but I remember it, and I remember what I was wearing, and I remember the wee bicycle I was on.
Okay, so you believe in 2024 Ireland, it is proper order that parents are no longer allowed to smack their children?
Yeah, it is proper.
Would you call the guards if you saw a neighbour doing it?
I would talk to the neighbour first, and if it was a regular occurrence, yes, I would phone the guards.
Yeah, I think if it's an isolated incident, as someone said on Facebook, then, you know, and it's not a, you know, major, that's different. But if it's an ongoing thing, then it's abuse.
Dublin, you know, we kind of know our neighbours, so it's never really cropped up. But then you don't always know what goes on behind closed doors either, but... you know, you get adjusted to things.
People are willing to do it in public. I remember in a play centre, I saw a Nigerian woman battering the shite out of her kid. Now, when I say rough as shite with her, and I kind of thought to myself, if this woman is doing this, what's happening behind closed doors? When I said something, I was told, the culture is different, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, no, abuse is abuse.
Both of you believe that it is abuse to smack your child. I'd like to hear from you on this on 0858252626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note right now. Eddie.
Hey, lads. Something's come up, so I can't come on, so send quickly a voice note. Good topic today. So, should she report her kids? I think our neighbour should keep her nose out of it. I'm going to upset a lot of people here, but I don't think a little slap hurts anybody. I was that fucking kid, right, where my parents tried everything. I was a little runt. I had chores to do. I was grounded. I had toys taken away from me. None of that worked. The only thing that worked for me was a little slap. A little bit of putting the fear of God into me. And it didn't do me any fucking harm. Kept me on the straight and narrow. And I think I turned out a decent bloke now. Now, I'm not talking about fucking leaving someone with marked skin, but just letting them know that he's done right from wrong. Because shouting at me didn't work. Like I said, taking toys away from me and grounding me, none of that had an effect. I just fucking laughed at it. That's the way I was. Not all kids are wired the same. I can see it in a couple of years now, these young kids who have never been shouted at, have never been slapped, and some of them joined the army. And you can come home and you go, "Mammy, mammy, that man shouted at me." Yeah, that's the fucking drill sergeant. And they're not tough enough to take it. I know people are going to criticise me, but go back 50 years, there was less trouble on the streets, kids had more manners, more respect, because there was a bit of fear there, and that's gone now, you know? But that's my take on it. Yeah, so the neighbour, keep your nose over.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Casey?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this?
Great old topic, by the way. I'm going to just start by saying I have to agree with Eddie there, what he just said. And, you know, it was one of the points I was going to make, but Eddie got there before me. That if you look at the kids, Adrian, from years ago, they'd respect for their elders, never mind their parents. But now it seems to me that the kids now of today, when I say today, they're running the house, they're running the parents wild. They know what they can get away with, what they can't get away with. It's a fucking shit show. I'm going to be honest, it's a shit show. I've seen it there with all my friends, the way they operate. And I'm talking about when I say kids, look, they're always going to be our kids. When I'm seeing 16, 17, 18-year-olds having beer with their parents and, you know, having a joint and having this and, you know, to their level. Like, where do we go to their level, you know? I will never have a beer with my kids, or, you know, never mind them, let them have a beer in the fucking house. I see, you know, friends that I've went to school with out with their kids in a pub. Now, I'm talking about, again, when I say kids 16, 17, and they're still younger kids to go. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? What happened? You know, what actually happened here? Because when I was 16, 17, I wouldn't dare have a beer. I'd be fucking desperate, you know. But I even dream, Adrian and Casey, about disrespecting my mother and father. I wouldn't fucking dare. I wouldn't dare. Because I know what...
Okay, and do you believe that this behaviour of children today is all down to the fact that parents have lost discipline of their children?
Absolutely.
And is that all because they can't smack their children anymore?
100%, Adrian, you know. I've seen even their different forums there on different radio shows that we won't mention, and shouting at kids. Oh, you can't be shouting at the children.
Yeah, no. In fact, I read a report recently that said it's psychologically damaging to shout at your children. Now, like, where do we draw the line here?
Okay, whatever. Where do we go? I think that's particularly snowflakey, but I mean, not assaulting your child. Not assaulting you.
I
don't agree with the start of the show, the guy that was on, you know, on the recording. Look, I gave my kids a slap on the hand, of course I did. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, when they were wrong and they were doing wrong, slap on the hand, that's wrong. You can't be doing that, you know. And that's the way I brought my kids up, you know.
Okay, so do you believe that parents should have the right to smack their children?
A slap on the hand, Adrian, never hurt anybody. You know?
I know, but when parents were allowed to smack their children, well, before it became illegal, some people didn't know where to draw the line. And yeah, you might say a little smack in the hand did nobody any harm, but other parents then would be beating lumps out of their kids. So where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw
the line? Because the law made it very...
You inflict before you say, well...
No, this is my point.
It's okay.
The law made it very clear you cannot physically chastise your children, end of story. Okay, so there was no grey area.
Well, you see, the thing about it is, and that's what I'm going to say to you, Adrian and Katie, I wasn't beating lumps on my kids, I was giving them a slap. So, you know, I think you should be able to give a kid a slap. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay,
if that's what the question you're asking, of course.
No, that is the question I'm asking, yes.
Yes.
But again, where do you draw the line? When is a smack not a smack? When is a smack a beating?
You see, again, you know, I'm talking about, again, not baiting the kids around. You know, a slap on the hand that makes them know. See, when I done wrong, Adrian, back then, when I was a kid, I know I done wrong. I got a slap for it, you know, and it didn't do me any harm, you know.
I know, this is the age-old argument that it never did me any harm, okay?
Yep.
And
yep.
As Katie mentioned, there is a documentary on television about corporal punishment in schools. I could argue that I was slapped when I was a young child in school. I got the cane across the hand or whatever. Did me no harm. But obviously it did do some people harm because this is now being exposed as...
This isn't just a slap on the wrist.
No, no, I'm aware of that.
Oh, we know that. My own mother went through it all.
Isn't it so much cleaner?
In Golden Bridge.
Isn't it
But I want to say to you, Adrian, comparing Letter Frack and comparing Golden Bridge to what I done bringing my kids up. Jesus,
no, but what I'm saying to you, John, is banning corporal punishment in schools was very clear. Very clear. Yeah. Teachers can no longer physically chastise children, okay? That was fairly clear. And then in 2015, the law was brought in to say parents can no longer physically chastise their children. No grey area, that's it. But you believe that there should be a bit of a grey area, that you should be able to slap your kids if you need to.
Well, if anybody knocks at the door tomorrow, and I heard what that last lady said, if I slapped my child on the hand and someone knocked on my door and she heard what she said, I'll have a chat with them. I tell her to fuck off.
But we're not talking about a tap on the hand. We're talking about something that was obviously concerning enough to go to the guards. I doubt this woman went to the guards.
Hang on. Again, don't exaggerate what the guy did.
He kicked him up the hole. He said
he grabbed the young fella by the scruff of the neck. Because he was so pissed off with him calling his friend or neighbour or whatever you effing see you
name. It's not an animal. It's your child. It's
so
not
what
an
do
animal.
You do, Katie? He's after calling a neighbour, you effing
you
see you next Tuesday.
Now you're not going out to play. See your PlayStation. You're not going to see it for a week or whatever.
But don't
it is
shout at
life.
Them either now. Don't shout.
Shout at them if you want, but don't grab them by the scruff of the neck like an animal.
You keep asking me, Adrian and Katie, where is the lion? But the lion to me, like there's today, like, you know, I wouldn't be slapping my kids, like they're a lot older now. But I tell you what I did do. Phones, laptops, TVs, up the whole internet. Just click the internet off, that's it. I'll use my internet on my phone. And that teaches them a fucking lesson, believe me. But look,
that's exactly what
I did
give
them again, they're laughing. Like I see this again, Katie, what I'm talking about. They're laughing at the mother and fathers, most of the kids these days. They're laughing. They're taking the piss out of him.
Adrian says, don't exaggerate. He grabbed this child by the scruff of the neck. As if that even would need to be exaggerated. That in itself, grabbing a child by the scruff of the neck, I would never be able to go over and grab my kid by the scruff of the neck.
Well, that's heavy shit, Pat. No, I wouldn't be into that.
He grabbed him by...
By the scruff of the neck. And he's dragging him into the house.
And then he kicks him up the ass.
Yeah.
I would be scrabbling,
again. The child arched his back, which means he was obviously scared. You don't get respect by somebody from someone by making them fear you.
Yeah. I just look at it again. I didn't see anyone. Wouldn't see anyone with slap.
But that's easy. This is where I'm wondering about that grey area. There is no grey area in Irish law. You cannot slap or chastise your child physically.
But it's all right if you grab him by the scruff of the neck.
I'm just saying, stop it. He didn't kick the young fella in the face on the ground.
Doesn't matter. He lifted his foot to a child, to someone who's smaller than him, who's less powerful than him.
Okay, John, stay there for a second. I want to go to Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Adrian.
Vanessa, you described Nigel in a comment that you made earlier on as a baby beater.
Yeah.
A baby beater.
The child is nine. He's a baby.
No, he's not a baby now.
He's a baby. And what he did was abuse. And he's worried about himself. Me. What's going to happen to me? Am I going to be in jail over this with real criminals? You are a criminal. You broke the law. You beat your children.
And does that apply to anybody who in any way physically chastises their child?
For me, yeah. If you have to hit your child to discipline them, then you have lost control. And anything that happens is for the benefit of the parent, not the child. It's that simple.
Well, John, what would you say to that? Even a slap on the hand is to benefit you and not the child.
Oh, believe me, Vanessa, it's to benefit the child, you know, because it's telling the child that it's wrong to do whatever the child done, you know. Like there I say, ways. Oh, there's ways.
There are ways of getting through to your child. There are ways of getting through to your child that does not rely on physical violence.
So like you say, it's not. You're another snowflake, are you? Vanessa?
Hang on, snowflake. You're calling me. Hold on. You're calling me a snowflake. The lad heard the child. Hang on. The lad heard the child using a word that they don't use in the house. So instead of saying no, we don't use that word. Come in. You're grounded.
We don't use that word. We don't use this in this house. We don't do.
And you're calling me a snowflake.
Will you get your shit
together? You're calling me a snowflake.
Get your shit together.
I have my shit together. That's the point.
Look at the kids today, Vanessa. They're animals. They're fucking idiots. They're animals. They are going around. They're fucking animals. I'm waiting for tomorrow. Hold on, Vanessa. Let's get down to brass tacks here, right? When you see the buses tomorrow, they won't be able to go to any fucking routes tomorrow for anybody because they'll be fucking lashed out by these little cunts that their mother and father. Oh, you can't do this in this house. Will you fuck off?
Hang on.
Will you?
Hang on. Listen to what I'm saying. Half the lads that were throwing stones at the buses when I was growing up were the ones that were being beaten the worst. And the ones that the parents didn't give a shit about.
Tell you what,
and I agree with Casey.
I tell you, I'm amazed at that because the fact of the matter is when I was younger, I'd be afraid when he did to get smart with me, man. You see, that's the fact. That's the difference here between today and back there when I was fucking when I was 14 and 15 or 13 or 12. Because the fact of the matter is they don't give a fuck. They don't care who the ma's and dad's are or the guardy is. Because you know what, Vanessa? Your parents and the skills are.
Okay, but then, John, with that in mind... John, with that in mind then, why are you condemning this guy, Nigel, because he grabbed his young fella by the scruff of the leg?
There's nothing wrong with a slap. I said there's nothing wrong with a slap. I'm not talking about grabbing the child by the fucking neck, Adrian. There is a bit of control there that needs to be controlled and needs to be used.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Sean on this.
Afternoon, folks. How's it going? Yeah, I don't think the guards would have been called if it was a small issue or whatever. Like, obviously, it has to be something serious for the neighbour to call the guards. I don't think there's anything wrong with, a little slap. You know, as if you're clapping your hands, a little slap on the hand or the leg or something. To teach them discipline, and you know, because words don't always work, so it's like they need to not fear but understand that if they're going to do something, they know there's a possibility of a little slap or whatever it is, because you can take all the shit away from them they want, they'll still act up, and kids are a pain in the arse as it is, but the fucking abusing them is just wrong completely. Like, as I said, a little slap here and there, there's nothing wrong with it, but like if you're booting them around and whatever, guards should definitely be called. So be interesting to see what happens with this situation. Take it easy.
Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Can I ask you a question, Adrian? This is for you. Why is it okay for, in your opinion, for someone to slap their children? It's only a slap. Yeah, are you with me?
No, my issue is with the conversation we're having is accusing parents who slap their child on the hand of abuse. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Okay,
here.
But let's say a boot up the arse, okay? You think it's only a kick at the arse. It's not that big a deal. Stop nodding, we're on air. People need to hear your voice. Am I right? Okay, you're nodding here, okay? So you're saying yes.
Yeah.
So how is that any different? If I were to go home tonight and hit my husband, or if he came home tonight and hit me, why is it okay to hit our kids but not hit each other? If we hit each other, then it's abuse, but if it's with the kids, it's not abuse. How is that? And I'm genuinely wondering how is that?
It's a good question, but I'm not trying to, if you're my husband or whatever, you're not trying to discipline your husband.
But some would say in an abusive relationship,
he needs to be disciplined.
You made me do it. You made me angry. You hear all these cliches that they come out with on the movies and everything. What's the difference? Why is it okay to assault this little human, but not your partner? why is there a line on your partner? But
because you're not trying to teach your child, your adult.
You could argue that
right from wrong.
You could argue that in some relationships, maybe the dinner's not hot, or she wore a top that was too short. It could be anything.
I know you're getting ridiculous.
No, but what I'm saying is, it could be anything that sets the abuser off. So why is it okay to abuse a child per se?
Because you're trying to tell the child right from wrong.
You don't get my point.
The point I'm trying to make is, and the point that John has been making, is that children today are totally undisciplined. They are, in a lot of cases, out
but
of control because parents have lost the ability to discipline their children.
I don't agree. I don't believe that it's parents who have lost the ability to discipline their children. I think it's parents who don't give a shit and don't do anything. The parents in who are on their benefits and their kids are out till every night, and we know the type of parent. They're sitting at home with their cans of Dutch Gold, scratching their balls when their kids are out causing havoc in the around the local area. They're the parents whose kids are growing up to be rats. The rat parents raise rat kids. It's nothing to do with giving a smack or not.
Let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, thanks. Yes, Katie, everything you've just said.
Thank you.
Yeah. Why are we making out that every parent who doesn't slap their kids raises unruly kids? They don't.
Well, let me read a message that Peter just sent to us, and he says, I was slapped when I was younger. I'm 34 now, and I thank my parents for disciplining me that way, because the soft approach wouldn't have worked and I'd have probably been off the rails by now. And that's a fella who was slapped, and he's saying, thanks very much for being firm with me.
But what I'm finding is that every single person who's coming on remembers literally almost what they were wearing the day they were slapped. So it did have an impact on them.
But no, hang on. Just deal with what Peter said. I was slapped when I was younger. I'm 34 now. And I thank my parents for disciplining me that way.
Well, he doesn't know, because he doesn't know what the alternative would have been if they hadn't disciplined him that way.
The alternative was to get down to his level and look at him in the eye and say, don't do that again, naughty boy.
No, it's not. No, you're totally simplifying it. No, it's not. I have a 24-year-old and I've got a 15-year-old. Neither of them were slapped. Both of them, one of them is finished a law degree in college. And the other one is doing well in school. Neither of them have ever brought the guards to my door. They're fine. They're good kids. I didn't get down to their level and say, oh, now that was very naughty.
Okay, but another comment that's just come in reaction to Peter saying, I was slapped when I was younger. I thank my parents for disciplining me that way. A comment just came in a moment ago saying, that is Stockholm Syndrome, thanking your abusers for the abuse. I don't think Peter is guilty of Stockholm, is suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. He genuinely believes his parents' tough
because
stance of discipline.
Because he doesn't know any other way.
Because he doesn't know in any other way. Because that is the normality. That is the norm. That is the procedure when he was a child. So he doesn't know any other way.
Okay, John. Go on, John. Yeah, I know you're trying to get back in there.
Here's the guy's part about it there. I'm here to tell, I'm here to tell Peter's story, because I was in the very same circumstances as Peter when I was growing up. All my friends were little bastards, and they were. A few of them weren't, but a few of them were. And I can tell you this, that I thank my parents for keeping me in line, because I would have turned out to be a fucker. And I know I was going down that route, and they did draw me back in the line. The Alpha did give me a few slaps, and a few hard slaps at that. And he warned me, keep it fucking up, he says. Keep it up. You know, and I tell you what, I'll never forget it, what I've done. I was actually caught for robbing in a local shop.
Right.
And we were doing it a few times, and we were getting away with it, and it was all fucking great. And bang, we were caught. The cops were called, and we were brought back to the houses. And I remember, a couple of slaps there when the elder came in from work, and he said to me, so you fucking bollocks, he says, making a show, which he says, grabbing the guards outside the house. And you know what, I didn't do it again. And I do thank them for that, because I want to thank them the fucker.
Well, now there you are, Niamh. He thanks his parents, his father, for the discipline he instilled.
I'm fucking shopping. I shoplift again after that, Niamh. And I can guarantee you that I didn't, you know. And that's the truth of it.
I'm not saying, John, that your parents were wrong or were right. I'm just saying that I did it a different way. And what annoyed me, not necessarily anything you've said, John, what annoyed me is the inference that anyone who doesn't parent that way raises shit kids, or raises kids that go out and cause havoc. And that's just simply not true, because that's not what happens to all kids. You know, there is other ways. You know, and I'm not saying this gentle thing of sitting them down and saying, oh, you're a very naughty boy now. You have to be real. And you know what? If you're not going to go along the slapping route, it's actually harder because you've got to really stick to it. It's not easy to ground a teenager or a 10 or 11 year old for a week, take absolutely everything off them, have them bored out of their tree.
You were lucky, Niamh, to be honest. I really think you were lucky, Niamh, that you didn't have to, you know, give them a slap or you didn't have to do this. So you got down onto their level or whatever you're doing, you know, because it's not like that for everybody, Niamh, you know.
No, it's and not I, like I, that for everyone. I do understand that. It's no, not. I get that. You know, it's not like that for everyone.
There is a line there, Niamh, that I do think that a little slap on the hand there, well, you know, it wouldn't hurt anybody and it looks wrong. Don't do it again.
But that's very different. That's very different, though, John. What you're talking about is very different. I think what's going on here is that, you know, and we all have to admit something. If any one of us saw a child being really aggressively hit or kicked in public, it would make us all go, Jesus, what the hell?
And sorry, Niamh, and so it should, and I'm sure John isn't arguing otherwise. So it should shock us. However, this parent, Nigel and Emma, who contacted us at the start, they believe, and in fact his exact words were, what we do with our kids is our business and there's absolutely nothing wrong with hitting your child a slap if they misbehave. That's what he said.
This bullshit as well, though, Adrian. I'm sorry, but this, everyone mind their own business. Maybe if people hadn't minded their own business, that little child, Kyron, wouldn't have been missing for 2 years. There's too much of that. We're all turning a blind eye. And now it's coming to light that turning a blind eye is resulting in really shit parenting. Not from John and not from the people who've spoken today. But I have an issue with Nigel kicking his son, a 9-year-old boy. I mean, we don't know. We only have his word for it. We don't have video footage of this. We don't know how hard the kick was. But what I'm saying is, if we all mind our own business, there'll be a lot more abuse going on. Maybe people do need to stand up. And if people have done nothing wrong, they've nothing to hide. They've nothing to fear.
Niamh, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. You might be interested in our next call coming up in a second. But before that, Leslie.
Hi, guys. My eldest daughter is 25 and I've never heard her. And I went to pick her up from a birthday party when she was maybe 4, 5, 6. And I kneeled down and I put out my arms and she ran in to sort of my nail. And it scratched her forehead. Like, she came running towards me, like, excited, and it scratched her forehead and it left a light mark on her head. I felt so guilty about that. So, so guilty. And I have a 17-year-old son, and I've never put my hands on him. I was battered as a child, and one time I told my older sister to get the fuck off me, and I got home and I got bet around the place, and I was the worst walking little fucking creature of a teenager that you could ever set eyes on, and slapping me didn't put manners on me. If I seen something like that happening, if it was an isolated incident, I'd probably mind my own business. If there was abuse going on, if it was a constant thing, if there was constant shouting, roaring, slapping, constant, like, showing signs of violence all the time, yes, I would report it. I think it's gone a bit far for one incident to go and report it to guards. That sounds a bit malicious to me.
All right, Leslie, thanks very much indeed. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Anthony.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. You've been hearing a lot of people saying it is abuse, they should be prosecuted, that guy Nigel is a baby beater, all of that. What do you say to all of this?
We have a message here before Anthony says anything from the woman claiming to be the woman who reported them.
Oh, okay, we'll read that now in a second. Yeah, sorry, Anthony,
just,
go on.
Can you just follow up on that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say this. Nigel had a point when he said, look at all those antisocial youths out there, those feral youth of animals who run amok causing trouble. There needs to be some discipline. Because if you just, maybe if there was, if those youths, maybe they wouldn't be out causing trouble nowadays.
But didn't we always have young people misbehaving, young people on the rampage when they're teenagers? That's always been the case.
Not as bad as it is now. You didn't have youths back then openly going around stealing cars and joyriding like they did in my sister's area recently, openly doing that with a guard and not showing up to deal with it. I just think some youths like that could have used a little bit of discipline to straighten them out so they don't.
Okay,
right,
but does that discipline?
That's what I truly believe.
Does that discipline have to involve smacking children?
As a last resort? Maybe. Maybe it does. Because if you can't yell at them, if you take away their consoles and that doesn't have any effect, doesn't teach them right from wrong, what else are you meant to do?
So do you believe that children, teenagers, have become more unruly since parents were denied the right to physically chastise them?
I do believe any social youths have all gotten a lot worse since then because there's no discipline. These youths are growing up. There's no fear. No fear of their parents, no fear of teachers, no fear of the guarder. They just cause trouble.
Well, Niamh, what do you say to all of that? Children, teenagers have become much more unruly now because they're not being disciplined.
It's more back to what Katie said earlier on. It's less about the fact that the parents aren't disciplined them physically. It's more about the fact that 99% of those parents don't give a shit anyway. You probably find they're down the pub or in the bookies. It's systematic. It's generational. It's not down to the fact that they're just not getting disciplined at all. They haven't tried anything.
I've confirmed that this person is the person who has reported. Adrian, do you want to read out the message?
Okay, Niamh and Anthony, hang on there for a second and just have a listen to this. I am the woman who reported blah and blah. I'm saying that. She actually put their names in there, their real names. This wasn't a one-off. They are aggressive, scummy dickheads. I do always hear the kids crying and blah, screaming and shouting at them. I have also seen them slapping their kids before right in front of my face and the kids crying and upset. I saw blah smashing up one of his kids' toys in the garden out of anger too. So yes, I reported them and I would report them again. Tell skank and scumbag they're to come down and do their worst. I am waiting here for them and I would do it again. Tell them I am watching them. Jesus.
I would not like to live in that estate.
No, neither would I, to be quite honest with
you. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so apparently, Niamh, this isn't a one-off. This has happened before, allegedly, according to what that message says. And Anthony, you do have to draw the line somewhere, don't you?
Well, I think there needs to be some discipline. I do think that. Because we can't have youths who grow up to become these antisocial youths who run amok and keep causing trouble. They have to know that actions have consequences. I believe that.
Okay, well, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Anthony. I want to squeeze in just one or two more messages that have come in to us. Sean.
So, lads, I'm listening to this here and I'm thinking, I don't think my parents ever really hit me. Like, there was always a fear of it, though. I remember the odd smack with a wooden spoon, but more often than not, my mum would say, you wait till your father comes home and you know, nothing ever happened. I don't know where the fear of it came from. I asked my dad about it, and, you know, years later, and he says this, I never laid a hand on you because if I started, I'd never stop. But whatever sort of a shit I was when I was a kid, obviously I would have deserved it, but there was always a fear of being hit. And I think that's what kind of kept me in line, but I never really did get hit. So, I don't know, maybe just try and implement the fear that it could happen without actually having them experience it.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And one final call, and that's you, Karen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Karen. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I just want to say, I think it's a generation thing, to be honest with you. Like, you know, a lot of our generation, like the older generation, you know, got now smack and
by their own admission, never did me any harm, is the usual line we hear.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't do us any harm, and you know, we turned out okay. But I think the generation today, like, they're kind of snowflakes, if I'm being honest.
Okay, now the argument is that children have become much more unruly and are behaving like snowflakes because there is no discipline and it's all exactly about feelings and, you know, getting down to their level. And if you have a child who is really misbehaving, Sometimes that sort of discipline doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you think it should be okay for somebody like Nigel and Emma to smack their children?
No, when you say that, I mean, as in a smack or two is fine. But I think I commented there earlier to say, I think if it's continuous, it's getting a little bit excessive then.
Okay, but if it's every now and again, you don't really have a problem with it.
I just, I'm always baffled that people think a smack is okay with kids, but not okay with your partner. Why is it not the same rule applies here?
You're not disciplining your partner. Your partner doesn't need to learn.
That they are. Some psychopaths would probably argue that they are trying to discipline them.
There isn't a comparison.
But there isn't a comparison. There is a comparison, though, because some people are saying it's okay to hit kids, but these same people would say it's not okay to hit your partner. Why is one life or one body more valuable than another? Or not even valuable, that's not the word I'm looking for, but why is it okay to hit one person and not the other? That's not okay.
Because you're not trying to discipline your partner. You're not trying to rear them. You're trying
teach
to
teach them right from wrong, all of those sorts of things.
I just
right from wrong, get respect. Some kids don't show respect. You know, you're trying to lead the way for them, basically.
No, there's ways of doing it. You don't have to hurt them. They're smaller than you. They're weaker than you. They rely on you. They look up to you.
But they also need to learn. They also need to learn right from wrong.
There's other ways to make them learn. Don't assault them.
When I say smack, I mean, you know, I got a little tip.
Yeah, you're not talking about a beating. There's a big difference between the two. All right, we really appreciate the call, Karen. Thank you very much indeed. Still, a lot of people believe that you should have a right to smack your children.
I'd say there's still a lot of houses where it's happening. Parents battering their kids.
Again, you're exaggerating. Nobody is in any way condoning
violence is violence.
Battering children.
No, I'm not talking about leaving them black and blue, but I'd say there's a lot of parents who still are very happy with their hands.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you, like many, have been having issues lately with Spotify sending out notifications to you when we upload a new episode, they're meant to send out a notification, but there's definitely some technical issue with Spotify lately and notifications haven't been sent out, why not join us on our WhatsApp channel and we will send out a notification every single day when our new episode has uploaded. So all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp with the words add me, send it to 0858252626 and we'll send you a link straight back for our WhatsApp channel. We will only send one or two messages per day. We won't spam you and we will notify you every time a new episode has uploaded. So send add me to 0858252626. Thanks for joining us today. My thanks to our show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews. Check out their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. Hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you, in theory, will get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.